From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at the brand new Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which took place just last weekend at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be taking a look back at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which took place 1 week ago today. And what a great show. If you didn't get a chance to come down to the Gilliard last Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, we're going to be playing a number of vendor interviews today in today's show, just so that you get a sense of what the show was like. Overall, I would say the show was a huge success. There is a lot of activity going on in the building and remodeling industry here in the Charleston area. The crowds were very, very strong both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We had free admission on Friday. We had a great crowd out for that, closed the show for an hour, and then reopened for kitchens, baths, and all that jazz. Had a great showing for that, about 500 people for kitchens, baths, and all that jazz. They were entertained by the Brian Mott jazz trio. We served them free beer and wine, and the vendors had catered food at all of their booths. And so what a great evening. Saturday, we had Antique Home Show with Miller Gaffney, which once again was a big success. We always had a nice crowd of people waiting to have antiques appraised by celebrity antique expert Miller Gaffney. We also were offering free design consultations to homeowners both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we had all of their slots filled, and a special thanks to all of the Charleston interior designers who volunteered their time to provide these free design consultations to homeowners. We had a new event at the show called Inside the Architect's Mind, which was a great event. We had people sitting in a classroom listening to architects talk about architect-designed homes, and they also got to see photographs, a presentation by these architects about these architect-designed homes, and people walked away saying, "I'm going to hire that architect. I have I'm building a house, I was interested in hearing from these architects, and I'm going to hire that architect to design my house." So, very, very successful event from that standpoint. Then on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, we had $2 admission after 2 o'clock, both Saturday and Sunday, which once again was a big success. Had great crowds on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. On Sunday, after 2 o'clock, we also gave away 200 Rewind candles to the first 200 families who paid that $2 admission after 2 o'clock, and it was a great promotion. Special thanks to Rewind Candles who partnered with us to give away those 200 Rewind candles to the public, and they started lining up about 1:30. We had a big long line stretching through the lobby at the Gelliard Center, and overall it was just a great show. And we've done 25, 30 of these home shows since 2004. And we're very, very grateful to all the vendors involved. And here are some of those vendors to tell you about the Charleston Fall Home Show. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Mary Riley with Century One Property Plus. How you doing, Mary?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Mary, you have a display here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Tell homeowners, tell our listeners what you have been talking to homeowners about this weekend.
Really exciting things happening in our area. We have many homes for sale. We've got some deep water lots that I'm highlighting over here, over in Park Island.
Where are the deep water lots?
In Park Island, which is a private island in Park West. And each one of them either has a shared deep water dock or their own private deep water dock with boat lift. I'm also highlighting a very special spec home being built by Emerald Homes. That is on one of the lots as well in Park Island. And that home is exquisite, and it's going to be done end of September, beginning of October. If anyone wants to take a look at it, I can certainly bring you out there and show you how it's coming along. It's got its own gunite infinity swimming pool as well. It's really, really something special.
So a spec home, for anyone who might not know, is a speculative home, something that
a builder is building it, and then we'll sell it. So it's move-in ready.
Sometimes if a homeowner decides to buy a spec home early enough in the process, they can help to customize it a little bit. Is that the case here?
Absolutely. It's too far along for that. Maybe there might be some things, but most of it is already chosen. But these builders make these homes, you know, with all the bells and whistles and really, really some fine special features in it as well. So it's a beautiful home, and yeah.
Why is it important for someone looking to buy a home to use a realtor?
Well, because I can show a person many things that you can't get on Zillow or see on Trulia or Realtor.com. I can fine-tune a person's search, area, price, square footage, you know, all the different things that go into a search engine for that particular person, and you know, shoot them all the listings that I can right from the MLS. So the average person doesn't have access to the MLS. An agent does, and then I start the process with them, and I'm, you know, pretty much I'm all about quality service for my clients, and I'm all the way through to the closing table with them.
And that's important today because sometimes a house that goes on the market is getting multiple offers.
Yes.
Like the same day. So it's you're kind of the advocate for that buyer and really looking out for that buyer when something does become available.
Without a doubt. Yeah. So in a multiple offer situation, you definitely want an agent in your corner. Yeah.
How can folks get more information about Mary Riley with Century One, Century 21 Properties Plus?
Yeah, you can email me directly at mriley@century21properties.com, and my website is charleston-mountpleasantrealestate.com.
Okay, we've been speaking with Mary Riley with Century 21 Properties Plus. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim. Bye-bye.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the Charleston Gelliard Center, downtown Charleston. Beautiful setting for a home show. And now we're talking with Ben Heckman with Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal. How are you doing, Ben?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Good. Ben, take a moment, tell everybody about Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal.
Yeah, we're a hardwood refinishing company. We can do hardwood floors, cabinets. We have three levels of service as far as cabinets go. We have the basic renewal, we have the color shift, and then our most popular is the color change. That is taking your current cabinets and changing the color and the look to meet whatever needs you have. We use a color palette that has thousands of different colors, so you can choose from all kinds of 90 different whites or whatever color you want.
A lot of homeowners have that, have those dated looking oak stained cabinets. What could they do with those? Because sometimes the boxes are perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with the cabinets. They're just dated, and they want a new look. What would you suggest to a homeowner that has that kind of a kitchen?
Yeah, so that's kind of what we specialize in, and that's where we're changing Charleston right now, is that we're taking the wood color and going to, most of the time it's white or gray, or the espressos are definitely a popular color right now too, but white is our go-to color, and that seems to be what people are looking to do. We do have an option of changing the doors if the customer wants, but what's nice about us is we're not taking out anything. We're just refreshing and renewing what you have, and it's amazing the difference between where we start and where we end with this process.
How would a homeowner know if the cabinet boxes are adequate for the Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal program?
So that's a great thing about ours, is we do free in-home consultations. I'll come out and take a look at the existing boxes to make sure that we're going to be able to reuse them, and everything's going to come out satisfactory. So best thing to do is contact us, and we'll come out and we'll do an estimate for you.
And then I bet you oftentimes end up talking to a homeowner about their wood floors while you're out there talking about their kitchen cabinets.
Absolutely. That's kind of how this business started, was the cleaning companies were walking over the wood floors to go to carpeted areas, and there wasn't really too many options as far as wood floors go. It was either replace or sand them down or use some sort of topical cleaner. So that's where our process comes in, and we thoroughly clean the area, we reseal the area, we throw on our finish, which is what makes us unique. It's a UV curing finish where once we put down the finish, it dries, we hit it with a very powerful UV light, and it instantly cures, and you're able to get back on your floors and cabinets same day.
You don't have a lot of like the odors that go along with refinishing your wood floors?
That's exactly correct. We very little odor, none really. I mean, it's so little that we can say no odor. It's less than 30 minutes, it's dissipated, and you can't even tell we were even there.
Well, how can folks get more information about Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 843-822-5939 or visit us at enhance.com/Charleston.
And Enhance is sort of a play on words. It's the capital N, H-A-N-C-E, so it's not E-N-H-A-N-C-E, right?
That clever, yeah. They dropped the E, so yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Ben Heckman with Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, talking with Jennifer Freer with Melser Tile. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. Jennifer, Melser Tile has an amazing display here, and so many different types of tile that you have on display. Is it difficult? Is it a challenge for a homeowner to kind of narrow their choices?
At first, it is. You know, they're just, even at the show, they walk in and they're just overwhelmed by what they see. So it's kind of fun to let people kind of get a look at what's out there, and then really kind of hone in on what it is they're looking for. And, you know, there's function and style and color and things that come into play. So help them narrow that down.
Are these more of the popular choices that people are choosing these days?
They are. They're just some sort of eye candy too, you know, pretty colors. People are really attracted to patterns. Patterns are huge. And people are kind of starting to go more into some color. I'm not so afraid of doing some color with tile, which is fun for us as designers. So a good mix of sort of some of the fun things that we're doing.
What are some of the popular styles of tile that you're seeing people choose?
Like this one I'm holding. This happens to be just one, but a lot of, as I said, patterned floors and something like this. People are loving to do that with like a simple wall tile. That's very popular. Still, your decorative marble mosaics, those are very popular as well.
See the classic subway tile?
I don't think that will ever go out of style, no.
I see this basket weave style here, too. That looks like it was in my old house, the bathroom that was, the house was built in 1940.
Yes, sir. It's still around. That is a classic. You do that in some subway tile, you will never go out of style ever.
You'll never have to tear it out.
Nope.
What about down this way at the Melser tile display?
So down here, we kind of wanted to introduce people to a little bit of color, as I said, bringing more color into play. A lot of glass mosaics, ceramic in color, low maintenance products, nice decorative things.
I've seen a lot of texture in tile. Used to be just nice and flat. Now there's a lot of texture. Are you seeing that too?
You're absolutely right. Texture is another big thing. The texture, the color, the patterning, all of that kind of stuff is really hot right now.
Where are you seeing traditional spots for tile are like the floor and maybe the shower surround, but tile's going in a lot of non-traditional spots. Where are you seeing it go in these days?
It is. A lot of these decorative types of tiles we're doing, you know, behind vanity walls and powder rooms, in bathrooms, of course. Doing some stuff in like garage entrances. People are wanting to kind of make a statement there. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun.
Can you use tile outdoors?
You can use tile outdoors. Certain types of tile, you want to use a porcelain tile that's rated to be outside, but absolutely you can.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Melser Tile?
Our website is melsertile.com. And we're loving Instagram these days, so check us out on Instagram and Facebook, of course. And we're at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston.
Well, very good. We've been talking to Jennifer Freer with Melser Tile here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Melissa Lee with Greyhawk Homes. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Tell everybody about Greyhawk Homes.
Greyhawk Homes is a neighborhood builder. We just recently started this specific company a few months ago. However, my boss and I have both been in construction here in the Charleston market for quite some time. Greyhawk Homes corporate office is in Columbus, Georgia, and they also build in like Auburn, Alabama, and they just wanted to grow. And so we are now here, and we build in neighborhoods.
War Eagle.
We are building in a nice little subdivision called Mulberry Crossing. And that's in Monk's Corner off of Old 52. We're also building in Poplar Grove, the Preserve, as well as the Landing, Stono Ferry, Kiowa River Estates, Shadow Moss Plantation, and we're even building in Hampton Lake down in Bluffton.
Does Greyhawk Homes build spec houses, or do folks hire Greyhawk Homes to build custom homes?
Both. To be completely honest, we have several plans that are available for somebody to choose from. We are a semi-custom when it comes to our plans, but we do not shy away from something that a homeowner or a client would absolutely love to live in.
What have you been talking about to homeowners here at the Charleston Fall Home Show regarding Greyhawk Homes?
Mainly just to let them know that we are here in the area now as an option, and mainly our standard features, which helps us stand apart from anybody that is our competition.
Gotcha. Okay. And how long has Greyhawk Homes been around? I know you're fairly new to Charleston, but you've been around a while.
Absolutely. About 24 years. Dave Erickson, our owner and president, started Greyhawk Homes, like I said, in Columbus, Georgia. Reached out to Auburn, Alabama.
War Eagle.
Yes, War Eagle. And he also... they're building in LaGrange, and they just started a division in Atlanta, and there's even a Greyhawk Homes of Iowa.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Greyhawk Homes?
Well, they can either call me at 843-513-0035. They can go to our website, which is greyhawkhomesinc.com, and they can click for more information there. They can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, you name it. You know, we like to be, you know, hip to the modern, you know, trends. So we are actually located, we have a design center that we just had a grand opening for. And we are located in the Tanger Outlet Shopping Center. We're right in between McAllister's and Ashley Furniture. And so they can come on by and see the finishes that a Greyhawk home would have.
Well, great. Well, we've been talking to Melissa Lee with Greyhawk Homes here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Now we're talking with Braden Horvath and Randolph Stafford with Harper Construction. How you gentlemen doing?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing great. I hope you are.
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Harper Construction.
We're actually a full-service general contractor. The majority of our business comes from full remodeling and new construction over on Kiawah and Seabrook Island. We're actually out here today, though, endorsing our roofing side of things. We do service the full Tri-County area as far as roofing goes, offering free inspections and estimates to anybody who may be in need.
I see a lot of roofing permits on a weekly basis. Is it those Hugo roofs that people have held on to and now they just have to replace?
Yes, we do run into a fair amount of that as people from, you know, roofs from 89, 90 back in, you know, when Hugo came through. But even you'd be amazed at how much stuff that's newer that we're replacing that's 10 years old that maybe had some poor installation done on it, or, you know, new construction that was done in the 90s that's just not quite holding out in this Charleston environment the way it should.
How long should your roof last?
That's a pretty loaded question. It definitely depends on the materials used, but in Charleston area, anywhere between 20 and 50 years.
20 and 50 years, wow.
Yes. So metal roofing systems can last up to 50 years, and some of your designer products, extended life products last that long. In the Charleston area, though, your, you know, standard contractor grade three-tab roof that was put on new construction, I mean, I've seen a lot of that last less than 20 years, and it's unfortunate, but it's just kind of the nature of the beast.
How do you choose the right roofing contractor? Are there anything you could recommend to homeowners?
Definitely make sure somebody's licensed, bonded, insured, registered with the Better Business Bureau. Make sure they have a physical office location, some place where you can go to. Somebody who's been in business for a long time, somebody who has relationships with supply warehouses. Ask for references, ask for referrals. If they're a legitimate company, they're going to be more than happy to provide those.
Are there any telltale signs besides your roof leaking that you should know that you do need a new roof?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, sometimes there could be damage that's there before leaks appear. That's one of those things. It's just a good idea to have your roof inspected occasionally and not take for granted that it's going to last a long, long time. As Braden alluded to, many of the manufacturer's warranties, you know, are written for 20, 25, 30 years. Architectural shingles in the marketplace today are marketed to have a lifetime warranty. Whose lifetime? Right? So even if the shingle lasts a long, long time, there might be other components of the roofing system that deteriorate over time. So it's just a good idea to have someone that knows what they're doing inspect it every couple of years, because you never know what might come up. And it's a lot better to fix a problem when it's just the roof before it starts leaking in the whole house.
How can folks get more information about Harper Construction, the roofing division?
I mean, you can go onto our website at www.chrisharperconstruction.com. You can call our office at 843-737-4745. And anybody there would be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking to Braden Horvath and Randolph Stafford with Harper Construction in the roofing division. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Tim. Have a good night.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Here at the Charleston Fall Home Show in the beautiful brand new Gilliard Center downtown Charleston, we're talking with Scott Roberts with Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings. How you doing, Scott?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Scott, tell everybody about Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings.
Okay, we're locally owned and operated. Been around since about 1992. We cover the whole spectrum of floor covering products, installation, commercial, residential, new construction. We cover the whole gamut.
And what are you displaying here at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Well, we got a 10,000 square foot showroom, so we brought, as you know, a very small percentage of what we have, but we got some tile, some hardwood, some Cortec, carpet, seagrass, basically everything that we do, again, but just trying to get people to come by our showroom and see our larger offering.
And what do we have over here?
Over here, we've got our new product called Cortec. It's a very new popular product. I was talking about it this morning on Channel 4. It's a waterproof product. Floating floor, durable, stylish, easy to maintain. Very, very multi-purpose. You can put it in a utility room. You can put it in a full bath. A lot of products you can't, except for tile and Cortec.
It looks like laminate flooring, but it's much, much better than laminate flooring.
Correct, correct. It's definitely not a laminate. It's not a hardwood. Okay, it's its own product category. What you see here is maybe 5% of the colors. Okay, you got some tile looks, a lot of wood plank looks, a lot of random width looks as well. We've got three designated areas in our showroom for this product.
And I see a lot of, you mentioned a lot of wood look and also tile. What's it sound like? I mean, I hate that sound the laminate makes when you walk on it. It's that, you just know it's not real wood.
It is a floating floor like a laminate, but that's where it ends. It's got a cork backing, okay, and a waterproof core. Yeah, but what the cork backing does is it absorbs more sound than a traditional laminate, okay? Doesn't sound like a nail down wood, doesn't sound like a glue down wood, but it is not as, I'd say as loud as a laminate, no.
And you said that it's a floating floor, so it could be installed on a house that's built on a slab.
Correct. Slab, of course, a plywood substrate raised. It can go over an existing floor, as long as it's adhered well to the substrate. It can go over existing tile, hardwood, or vinyl.
And then we've got some tile selections over on this side.
We got some tile. What's very popular right now is the wood look. And then, of course, some of our Vogue Bay, some of our vertical hanging products. And then over here, really some stone-looking ceramic tile. But we do offer stone as well.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings?
Well, they can come by our showroom at 3196 Marginal Road over in West Ashley, or go online, www.carpet-baggers.com.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Scott Roberts with Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Andrew Magali with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. How you doing, Andrew?
Fantastic.
Good deal. So your name is Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, but I see quite a few other products other than gutters here. So is Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern, are you known for other products besides your gutter guards?
Yeah, so Southern is our mother company, I guess you'd say. And so we're able to offer a wide variety of different home improvement projects for people. So we do gutters, siding, bathrooms, softened fascia, so a few different items that we do.
What are we showing over here?
So these are our nice bathrooms. This is acrylic, and we have them so that they can look like tile, but you don't have the maintenance that tile has. Once we put these in for people, they're low maintenance, just forget about it, just shower and go on about your life. You don't have to dig in and clean out grout.
Do these go right over an existing tile wall or shower wall, or do you have to tear the bathroom out?
So there's a lot of different options. What we do is we come out and kind of see what the customer has and their condition. Sometimes we can go over. Most of the time, though, if they're having us come out, there's some kind of issue, and it's typically a water issue. So you're going to want to take out the old to put in the new.
Gotcha. Yeah. What about this interesting looking tub here?
These are fantastic. This is as seen on TV. It's right here at the home show. And these are great. A lot of athletes use them. A lot of elderly people use them with arthritis. And it's really nice. Nice walk-in tub. You just get in, fill it up, roughly about 90 seconds or so to fill up, and roughly about the same for it to drain out. There's actually a air forced or water forced drainage system, so it drains really quickly, so you don't have to sit there in cold water, you know.
And the big thing is, it's instead of having to lift your legs over a traditional tub that might be a couple feet high off the floor, the advantage here is what?
Well, you just open, step in, close it up, and then you have the water jets and air jets to be able to relax your body.
Good deal. Well, it looks great. It looks great.
Fantastic.
And then how about over here? We've got some windows.
So yeah, we have some of our windows, double pane windows, energy efficient. Everything that we have is energy efficient, and everything's made in the USA as well, from showers to tubs to windows to gutters, all made in the USA.
And then you've got the flagship product, the Ultimate Gutter Guard.
Yeah, so we have the Gutter Guard system. Works out great. If you have any clogs, we guarantee them not to clog. But let's say they do, we can come by, open it up, clean out what we need, and push it back versus trying to pry it open to get out anything.
And how does this work? It looks like the water would come off the roof and just go directly off of this gutter guard down the wall of the house.
Right. So when we have any major storms or afternoon thunderstorms like we do here in Charleston, I don't care what system you have, it's going to shoot off. But a normal rain, it's going to come, it's going to hit, and it's going to be able to, I don't know if you can see, but there's little grooves on here. It allows for the water tension to wrap around to go into the gutter instead of shooting off the front.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern?
Yeah, a couple ways. Come to the home show, right? Or you can come by our main office. We're at 7110 Rivers Avenue, right next to Trident Tech. Or our phone number is 843-405-1158.
And how about on the web?
It's gutterscharleston.com.
Gutterscharleston.com. All right. We've been speaking with Andrew McGauley with Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Thanks so much, Andrew.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, talking with Charlie Morazes. He's a designer with Flatfish Island Designs. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Tell everybody about Flatfish Island Designs.
Flatfish Island Designs is a plan service. We have a series of home plans that are arranged by plan shapes, and each shape that we call... We have the Bay series, we have the Creek series, we have the Cove series. Each series is a basic shape, and there's derivatives of that shape, different types. Flatfish has different plans that suit different lots and different customers' tastes.
Gotcha. So as an alternative to hiring an architect, these are plans that are already designed by Flatfish Island designers, and then you can you customize them at all for homeowners?
Absolutely. You can take any one of our plans and customize it extensively or just minimally.
And is there a particular style that Flatfish Island Designs is known for?
I think you can generally call it Southern vernacular architecture. Typically, you know, the beach homes and cottages that you find.
Coastal. Which is super popular. And how would you characterize that particular style?
The most obvious thing you usually see is exposed rafter tails, just like you'd see there. It's probably popping up on the screen as well. Big windows, a lot of lap siding, big porches, a lot of times wrapping around.
different styles of siding with the board and batten, going with
a lot of shutters and gables.
Just happens to be one of the most popular styles that people are shopping for these days.
Absolutely, everybody's asking for it.
And what would be the advantage to buying a house plan from Flatfish Island Designs versus hiring an architect?
Well, obviously the cost savings. You have something that's already been worked on and it's done. If you want some customization, it's obviously available, but it's a lot cheaper than starting from scratch.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Flatfish Island Designs?
Well, our website is available at flatfishislanddesigns.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Charlie Mrazes. He's a designer with Flatfish Island Designs. Thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
Good, Tim. Good to see you again.
Zach, you've got this huge banner here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, FRE. What is FRE, Flood Risk Evaluator?
FRE is a service to help homeowners lower their flood insurance. How flood insurance works, to make it quick, it's based off of what's called an elevation certificate. Got to have an elevation certificate to get your CO to move into your house. That's got all the different flood information on it. All we need is a copy of a homeowner's elevation certificate. We can analyze that, find out where the non-compliancy issues are, tell the homeowner any and every single possible scenario for them to lower their flood insurance. We also own our own insurance company, so we can give them, a brand new premium quote and show them exactly how much their flood insurance will reduce before they spend a dime.
Okay, good deal. And let's step over here and let you show our listeners and viewers how the flood vents work and this is directly tied into how you can help homeowners save money.
Correct, yeah. You have two different options for flood venting on a house. You can either use non-engineered vents like I have here, this plastic POS, if you will. The issue with it is it's got a mesh screen on the back, gets jammed up with debris, literally useless during a flood and should not be used. And if you want to maybe swing over here a little bit more, we can kind of get this view. This is a smart vent. This is an engineered vent, literally performance tested for flood. When you think of performance testing, you think about like cars, but they actually performance test flood vents too. And our vent actually automatically opens up with flood. And it's because of this little flow device here. The nubs on the side of this, I call them nubs, they sit down in a little groove and they hold this gate shut so animals can't crawl in. What happens during a flood is these lift up out of the little groove and then allow the vent door to swing, which I'll show you here. Exterior of the house, inside of your crawl space or enclosed area, and you'd have a vent on the other side to let that water go all the way through. So I'm going to turn it on here.
Now we're simulating a flood like they had in Baton Rouge recently.
Yeah, flood water rises on the exterior of your house. Smart vent actually automatically opens up, equalizing that water line as you see there, therefore taking all the hydrostatic pressure off of your foundation wall. Two fully open areas above and below, and it's bi-directional because you never know what side the water's gonna come from, and when the water recedes back out, the vent's gonna be able to swing.
And without flood vents, what can happen to the foundation of your house?
Very bad things. The reason that they're required by building codes is because they equalize the hydrostatic pressure. If you don't have them, your foundation's at risk. If you have rapidly moving water, your foundation could get blown out in extreme circumstance, but we see it happen all the time. Not even no vents if you're using non-engineered openings like that plastic one I showed you earlier.
How can folks get more information about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents?
You can go to smartvent.com and then also our Flood Risk Evaluator program, yourfloodrisk.com. Either one of those websites, tons of informational videos, the one that we did at the other home show as well. But if you're smartvent.com, yourfloodrisk.com, check either one out and you'll be good to go with flood.
All right, save some money with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. And we've been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks so much, Zach.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Now talking with Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Tell everybody about Swift Appliance.
Swift Appliance is a family-owned and operated business in Mount Pleasant and now in Rose Inlet. We do our own custom installations, and we're basically a good old family business, and my son is now running the Merle's Inlet location. So we do everything from in-home consultations to custom installations.
Well, congratulations on your new Swift Appliance store in Merle's Inlet. You mentioned custom installations. Talk about that a little bit.
So today, if you were to buy a wall oven or a cooktop, it necessarily would not fit your standard opening size. So we can actually cut your granite or cut your cabinet to modify it to get what you want into that area.
Nice, nice. And do you have some specialized folks who work at Swift Appliance that are able to do that?
Yes, actually, once again, a family member, and that would be my husband, and he was a general contractor and did work for the local appliance store where we used to live for 20-something years, so he's got the stamp pat.
Well, good deal. Well, what are you showing here this weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Okay, so I have, obviously, my Bosch dishwasher, which is my best-selling dishwasher, and we have some specials on these as well.
This is 44 decibels. Is that high or low?
Super quiet. Super quiet. And a Bosch dishwasher is the best one on the market. It's the only one that has the solid base at the bottom. So if it's sensing it's leaking, it actually shuts itself down. So bang for buck, Bosch has got it.
And this looks like an antique refrigerator. Did you get this at an antique store?
So this is a new manufacturer we just started carrying. It's called Smeg. They do have pro ranges that are also in colors as well. It's just a really cool kind of retro thing. We just unpackaged it and said, oh, that's going to the home show. And so far, everybody's walked by. And it comes in a multitude of colors, including pink and blue and all kinds of neat things. So
really makes a statement.
It does. It really does. Definitely.
And you've got some range. Here?
Yes, this is our Bertazzoni, which is also an Italian company. This is probably one of our better in the foreign companies. Great value. This one is our GE Cafe. I love our GE Cafe. Comes with a baking drawer at the bottom, goes to 450. Great configuration, and again, our best seller. And then behind you, I have laundry. This just happens to be the new color in Whirlpool, which is the black. And these are front load, and you can also get the top loads. We sell both of them extremely well, and we pretty much have every one of the manufacturers now.
What do you recommend, the front load or the top load for washers and dryers?
Everybody's different and everyone's situation is different. If you're going to stack, obviously, or you're going to put a countertop above, then I'm going to tell you to do a front load. But traditionally right now, I think I sell a lot more top load for the customer that's had a front load and doesn't want a front load anymore. So I would say my better seller is probably going to be a top load. And there's a lot of good opportunities in there. But I would really like to talk to the person to find out what their needs are, how much of a capacity you need, what do you want out of it. So a lot of good opportunities.
Well, how can folks get more information about Swift Appliance?
Well, they can come see us at 625 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, or 5190 Highway 17 bypass in Merle's Inlet, or at our website, www.swiftappliancesc.com.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Nancy Swift with Swift Appliance. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the beautifully renovated Gelliard Center downtown Charleston, talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Jonathan?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Jonathan, what are you showing this weekend here at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
So we're primarily showing off our new collection of indoor and outdoor fabrics. We kind of have a mixture here of outdoor and indoors. So a mixture of upholstery weight and drapery weight fabrics. A lot of these outdoors can be used, you know, indoors or outdoors, but they're very popular with all the properties to resist sun fading and mold and mildew.
Which is the outdoor? Because I'm feeling them and I don't feel like, it doesn't feel crunchy or stiff like you would expect with an outdoor fabric.
Yeah, they've come a long way. So these right here are the upholstery weight outdoors. So like you said, you feel them and you'd never know that they were, you know, an acrylic outdoor fabric. That's the beauty of it, is that if you want to use it outdoors or indoors on your sofa, you get all that properties built into it, but it doesn't feel stiff and crunchy like the old outdoor fabrics of the olden days, you know. So it's really nice.
And people are using these fabrics on the inside of their house too, for sofas and chairs and so forth?
They are. So obviously, you know, outside and their cushions, but if you've got kids or pets and you want to use it indoors, you don't have to worry about the staining and, you know, just so easy to clean. The water just repels right off of it, so it's great if you've got, you know, a high traffic environment with kids and pets and stuff like that.
I think I asked you in a previous interview if you had any of these outdoor fabrics in the inside of your home, and you do, don't you?
I have them all over the inside of my house because, you know, we have two golden retrievers. I have a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, so you better believe I have it in size. I have it at my sofa, my bar stools. I mean, I have it everywhere. And like you said, I mean, it just looks like regular upholstery fabric, but anytime the pets get it dirty or my kids spill juice on it, wet sponge with a little bit of Dawn comes right out. It looks flawless. So,
well, that's great. What else are you showing here at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
I added a lot of the rugs, as you can see here. We've got wall coverings, a nice array of rugs. So we're building our inventory, and so, you know, you'll see lighting and things like that. But, you know, we kind of start with fabric to build a palette, but then everything grows from there with rugs and wallpapers and accessories. So,
and you got some hardware samples. These are very interesting and modern looking.
We do. We've got hardware accessories. You know, the acrylic ball finials are really popular right now. We've got all the different finishes and the metals. And then the woven rugs are really popular with the jute. This right here has got cotton blended into it. So it takes that seagrass rug, breaks it up with a little bit of a different color and texture. People are going crazy over it. It's such a cool product. So,
very nice. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, come see us at the booth, and you'll get a coupon for 15% off. But come see us at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. We're next to King Street Grill.
Okay, and that's right out near the Isle of Palms Connector, right?
Right at the corner of Hungry Neck and Isle of Palms Connector.
And how about online?
Go to AidenFabrics.com, and you can also call us at 216-0008.
And Aiden is spelled?
AidenFabrics.com.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and now we're talking with Carlene Peters with AMSCO Lighting. How are you doing, Carlene?
I am doing great today. What about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Carlene, take a moment and tell everybody about AMSCO Lighting.
We have been in business since 1975, and we are a leading manufacturer in the lighting industries. Today, we're promoting a line of backlit mirrors and hoping that we can drum up some business in the Charleston area.
Very good. And you mentioned that you're a manufacturer of lighting. Where does AMSCO Lighting manufacture your lighting?
In Somerville, South Carolina. We're a local vendor.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much for I'm sure it creates lots of jobs here for the local economy.
Absolutely. And all of our people are from the Somerville, South Carolina area, as well as surrounding
cities. And does AMSCO Lighting, do you folks sell your lighting just locally, or do you sell to other parts of the country or worldwide?
Mainly national, international. As I said, we are now really starting to try to drum up some business in the Charleston area. We've been in business in 1975, but we have quite a following of architects and designers that promote and spec our product. So national, international following.
And so if you wanted to buy a light fixture that was manufactured by AMSCO Lighting in Chicago or Los Angeles or New York City, you would buy that from a lighting retailer in one of those cities?
Absolutely. We have great distribution through lighting stores all over the countries, and we have representatives that go out and solicit business from architects and designers trying to get them to specify the products for new construction or remodels.
And so you mentioned that AMSCO Lighting does sell lighting here locally. So are folks here in the Charleston market, if they go to AMSCO Lighting, your factory in Somerville, are they going to save money?
Absolutely. We want to encourage the local market, so we would give them great discounts, and then they save on freight, right? You don't have to cash and carry. You can take it with you. So.
That's true. Well, you've got a remote in your hand. Can you demonstrate what the remote is for?
I was thinking I would demonstrate and see if it does anything for you. But anyway, the lighting product here has the ability to change Kelvin temperatures. Okay. So it can go from warm white to daylight. So a woman like me wanting to put on makeup to say go outdoors, and I don't want to be overly made up, I would change this to a daylight version so I can see how I would look outdoors. If I'm going in the afternoon, in the evening, a night setting, then I make it a little warmer so that I can see how my makeup would look in a warmer environment.
And this interview is for YouTube and also for our radio show Talking About a Home. So let me kind of describe what our for our listeners what we're looking at. It's a this would be kind of like a full length mirror.
Dressing room mirror, absolutely. And you see the name, it's Vanity, right? So it would change the Kelvin. And as you can see, I'm not sure if the camera is picking it up, but you can see the different shades coming on.
How does the, and this is a backlit mirror, what does that mean?
It means it lights from the back, so the mirror is, the lights are integrated in the mirror. It does get hardwired, so it's not something you take home and plug in. You do need an electric contractor to do so. And it is contained, so instead of having to do a mirror and side light, this is a complete integrated product.
That's great, and so it creates a cleaner look in the bathroom by not having additional light fixtures because the lighting is integrated into the mirror itself.
Correct, and then you save on not having to do two contractors. You don't need an electrical contractor plus someone, you know, to hang a mirror. So it does save in that sense as well.
Gotcha. What else are you showing here at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
We're really trying to focus on the lit mirrors, but we do have quite a great line. We have light bulbs as well as corn cob lighting for retrofits for LEDs.
We say corn cob lighting?
Yeah, they're corn cobs.
What is that?
It's an LED light that looks like a corn cob. Yeah, and they can be retrofitted for high bays and whatnot. And then also we have vintage light bulbs. And we also have a hybrid type of light bulb where they're LED lighting, but in the old vintage style incandescent shapes. So for chandeliers where you want the efficiency, but the look of your old vintage light bulb, you can achieve that as well.
Very interesting. Where would folks, if they wanted to stop by AMSCO Lighting in Somerville, where are you folks located?
We are located right off exit 194, the Jedburgh area exit in Somerville. So.
Okay, how about on the web?
AMSCO.com, and you will see everything, the complete line there.
And AMSCO is spelled?
AAMSCO.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Carlene Peters with AMSCO Lighting here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Carlene.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Now we're talking with Beth Rivers with Closet Factory. How are you doing, Beth?
Good. And yourself?
Just fine. How's the show been for you?
It's been a great show.
Well, good. Well, Beth, you have an amazing display. It's an amazing closet that you have here. Can you kind of describe what we're looking at?
Well, we've kind of put the best of everything in this closet. We've shown a little bit of the new material that's available, the popular gray wood. We've got our lighted rods in here so that you can really see what your clothes look like, along with some hampers and some different ways to handle your shoes, some chrome baskets.
The lighted rods, I don't think I've ever seen those before. How do those work? What's the purpose of those?
Well, not everyone has the best lighting in their closet, so by putting lighted rods in there, it allows you to see your clothes better without having to do a whole electrical outfit.
That's a good point. When someone's building a home, they probably aren't paying more attention to the lighting in the kitchen or the bathroom, and not so much in the closet. So that's the lighted closet rod sort of addresses that problem.
It does, and people who have a little trouble seeing the difference between navy blue and black all of a sudden can tell.
And this is a gray weathered board look. Is this one of the more popular styles of closet that you're seeing at Closet Factory?
It is. It's more popular, especially here in the coastal region. People are looking at that beach look, and this kind of gives that appearance of being a coastal beach looking closet.
And I noticed that the Closet Factory closets go all the way down to the floor, so you don't have to be vacuuming underneath. Are the Closet Factory closets, do they sit right on the floor, or are they attached to the studs in the closet?
They're actually a floor-based system, and the reason for that being is some of the clothes, when you get it all packed in there, can weigh up to 700 pounds. And you don't want 700 pounds pulling on the studs in your walls. You want it resting on the floor that's meant to carry that heavy weight. The studs in the wall is meant to hold up the second floor, the ceiling, not to hold up the clothes. So that's why with Closet Factory, we're a floor-based system where all the weight rests on the floor.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Closet Factory?
They can go to closetfactory.com or they can call me direct at 843-709-4795.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Beth Rivers with Closet Factory. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, talking with Jenny Smith with Allaire Homes here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How are you doing, Jenny?
Doing great.
Good. Jennings, take a moment and tell everybody about Allaire Homes.
So Allaire Homes is a custom home and renovation company. We specialize in high-end renovations, custom homes designed, you know, around architects, interior designers, in niche marketplaces.
And Allaire Homes has been around for a pretty long time, and but Allaire Homes is new to the Charleston area, right?
That's correct. So Allaire was founded in Canada and then moved into the Phoenix market first. They're moving into really all the United States. I had my company for 15 years. They approach successful contractors and partner with them to create an Allaire franchise in that market. So I'm the first in South Carolina, Allaire Homes, Charleston.
And what is it that attracted you to Allaire Homes? Why did you decide to partner with Allaire Homes?
You know, as my company grew, we had some struggles with scalability and executing our jobs, you know, keeping our timelines, keeping our budgets. Allaire had a really unique system of capitalizing on those issues and really serving my clients better. I felt like this is a better way to do business. I can perform at a higher level and just be more satisfied with the service I'm providing to my clients.
So basically, the systems that Allaire Homes has benefit the homeowners and benefit you as the builder versus maybe I guess a commonly used phrase is to call someone a trunk slammer, somebody that is sort of working out of their car, sort of winging it, as they say, and whereas Allaire Homes has a very complete set of systems that end up benefiting the homeowner and you as well.
You know, systems and processes are the backbone that make sure a job gets done consistently well every time, but they're really expensive and difficult to develop.
Allaire has usually trial and error.
Yeah, exactly. And they've figured out a lot of the best practices and systematized them, but we're all constantly improving them. We're all doing the same thing, moving in the same direction. And so those 80 other Allaire owners, we're all collaborating to constantly improve, you know, what are the issues we're facing? How can we make them better? How can we make our clients more satisfied? How can we do things faster, provide more value? And it's unbelievable. I absolutely could not replicate it on my own.
So you can either work with a builder who is still on the learning curve, or work with Allaire Homes that has got all of those systems and processes in place and ensures that the home is going to be the outcome is going to be what you like.
Absolutely, and I've had the opportunity to run a few of my jobs through their system, and I've been very impressed with how well thought through our process is, how well they work.
How can folks get more information about Allaire Homes?
So AllaireHomes.com is our website, /Charleston, and or Jennings.Smith@AllaireHomes.com.
And Allaire is spelled?
A-L-A-I-R.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Jenny Smith with Allaire Homes here at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Jenny.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.